It's a discreet, easy-to-use way to conduct secure mobile communications.
So how does it, I mean, one of the things, I think a lot of people hear encryption and they go, oh my goodness, it's going to slow down my calls. It's going to slow everything down. It's going to use up my battery life. Is that an issue?
Well, it was actually designed with those factors in mind. So we would avoid those type of issues that typically make it an uncomfortable experience for the end user.
Yeah.
And so we've got it set up such that it really doesn't impact that battery life. It's only on when you're making a secure call. The rest of the time it's off. Some of the other devices that you'll see in the marketplace actually are battery drains because they're constantly in the on mode.
Right.
And then on the latency side, which is always an issue, these things don't come free, if you will, in terms of additional time to do things that are smart to make sure that the calls are secure in terms of the authentication with the networks, authentication between the peers, the in-user devices. But those things add about less than a second latency. So if you were on an international call, you'd have probably an even worse experience than you would with this device.
Wow. And so is it relatively easy to use?
Very easy. We're a RIM BlackBerry developer, certified
yep.
developer, so we've had a lot of experience writing applications for the BlackBerry. And the one we wrote here is intuitive. It operates just like the rest of your menus on BlackBerry operate. It's just a matter of going to your contact list and selecting the individual that's in your trust group and connecting up, selecting them for a secure call.
And this essentially allows you to make those secure calls, which I think most... many times people have like a separate phone,
so you
wouldn't have to carry around multiple phones.
You got it. That's why we say it's discreet. If somebody saw your BlackBerry and they saw you on the phone, they would not know whether you were making a secure call or not. It's the same form factor, and it's the same device. And so it gives you a much better way. You know, oftentimes people find themselves, whether they're in national security, law enforcement, financials, medical, you're on a call and all of a sudden you get to a sensitive piece of information and they typically try to talk around it
right.
or they actually talk about it in the clear. And the reality is those conversations today are very easily intercepted unlawfully.
And we've seen situations like that. I mean, Britain was going through this huge thing where all sorts of calls were intercepted.
All right, yeah, and it either happens externally where somebody today, you know, for $700 can go out and spoof an entire microwave tower and pinpoint a particular user, disrupt a whole microwave, or actually go after a whole network. That's how easy it is to do these days.
Wow. How expensive is this? Does this end up being much more than your normal cost of your BlackBerry server and all that kind of stuff?
No, AT&T is putting together the plan for this, and I'll wait for them to put that out, but that'll be out shortly in terms of the cost. But I can tell you that it is not. And they'll have a service call plan that's very reasonable to go with it also. So there's an initial upfront investment cost, but devices in this area typically run between $1,000 and $3,000. We're going to be at the very, very low end of that.
And does this end up costing, do the devices cost more?
What you're getting is you're paying for the infrastructure that allows
runs.
You to do these
right.
calls very securely. So there's a software application that does the network negotiations and authenticates a particular device to the network. Then there's the trust chip, the micro SD that goes inside the device.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nondescript. And that does your key management, your authentication, and between peers or between devices, and does all the encryption. None of this ever goes out in the air in the clear. That's why it's such a secure device. It's both hardware, hardened hardware, and software-based.
Wow. And so it sounds like it's relatively easy to implement as well.
Yes. There's people can set it up in their own infrastructure where they control all of it, or they could outsource it to folks to set it up for them and somebody else to manage it in an outsource facility. Entirely up to the customer in their particular environment.
How soon will people be able to actually get their hands on this stuff?
They could do it now. We've got early adopters already now that are doing this. The typical target markets are your folks in the national security realm, folks who are in civil government, folks in financials, medical, legal. Anybody that's handling that sensitive information,
yeah.
50 to 60% of the calls today, research has indicated people are talking about this controlled but unclassified information, or sensitive but unclassified information, if you will.
Very nice. Pat, anything I didn't ask you about that I should have?
No, I appreciate you letting us talk about it. We think it's a great product, and it is kind of out in front of a market that, you know, cybersecurity has got a lot of headlines, but as you know, it took a while for the awareness to get up there, and I can tell you people who are on the inside looking at this stuff know what the how these things are being compromised today, and it's just a matter of time before all those stories start hitting the wires too. So we're trying to get out in front of that curve.
And it seems like a lot of attention on both industry side, but also government side.
And it's a worldwide issue.
And we remember the days when you scream to get any attention whatsoever. We've come a long way.
Yeah, and the problem is, you know, because of our lack of protection in this, intellectual property is being compromised left and right, and it's undermining our national security, quite frankly.